headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is PJ and Joel with your 8 AM headlines. In local news, the Queensland Government have shared details on the Care Coordination Service Centre, or CCSC's, first 6 months. Opened in November last year, the Cairns-based CCSC has provided medical treatment to over 1,600 patients across far north Queensland, improving access to high-quality, free healthcare. The centre's treatment options include multidisciplinary support for complex medical treatments. The centre's streamlined approach to treatment and consultation has been praised, with member for Cook, Cynthia Liu, saying the healthcare hub makes sure patients don't have to repeat their case to multiple care doctors, reducing travel and other stresses.
Adult survivors of childhood abuse have been honoured at the annual Remembrance Day ceremony as part of Child Protection Week. This year marks the 15-year anniversary of a national apology to forgotten Australians and migrants who experienced child abuse in the church or state protection system. Child Minister Charis Mullen says, "Remembrance Day is an important time to reflect on past failings, acknowledge the pain caused by institutional abuse, and to say never again."
In national news, the Australian Bureau of Statistics has released insights on the June quarter for the Australian economy. They found that annual inflation has increased for the first time since December of 2022. The wage price index grew 0.8%, and unemployment rates also rose marginally to 4.1%. Spending on food dropped by 1%, and households have only saved 0.9% of their income over the past year, reflecting increasingly tough financial conditions in the midst of the cost of living crisis.
A $10 million awareness campaign has been launched today by the Albanese Labor Government to encourage more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women to get screened for cervical cancer. The Own It campaign is pushing self-collection, which was introduced by the government in 2022, to empower multicultural, gender-diverse, rural and disabled women and help Australia towards eliminating the cancer by 2035. Deputy CEO for the National Community Controlled Health Organisation, NACHO, Dr. Dawn Casey says, "The national campaign is a significant step forward in raising awareness about cervical screening within Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities."
In international news, the US Department of Justice has announced that criminal charges have been filed against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, among other senior militants, in relation to last year's October 7th attacks. Charges range from conspiracy to provide material to support to a foreign terrorist organization resulting in death, to the finance of a foreign terrorist organization. Iran is also accused by the US of providing Hamas financial support, weapons, and military supplies for their use in the October 7th attacks. Officials predict additional actions will be taken in an effort to target a militant group that the US has designated as a foreign terrorist organization that has been linked to numerous deadly attacks on Israel, including suicide bombings, since 1997.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with northeasterly winds easing into the early evening. It is currently 16 degrees, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org/news.